Of the many stories we've covered, our features this week tell the story of the worst loss of life at sea in U.S. naval history. We visit with one of the survivors of the USS Indianapolis on today's edition of The American Countryside.
Each day, the American Countryside brings you a new and interesting feature from somewhere across the nation. This Christmas, you can bring a piece of the American Countryside home with you or give it as a gift. Our stories have been transformed into books and CDs that will keep you entertained at home or in the car. Just go to AmericanCountryside.com to see the entire collection of books and CDs from the American Countryside. Be sure to leave us a note so Andrew can personally autograph your items for yourself or a friend. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com, where we always provide free shipping.
2012 was a tough crop year on our farm, but AgriGold was at the top of the class. Now, AgriGold introduces the Hybrid Series, the next evolution of hybrid seed corn. The Giant, Regional, and Limited Series represent AgriGold's unique and diverse lineup featuring their high-yielding giants. AgriGold's global genetic breeding program and knowledgeable agronomists help you grow more corn on every acre. I know because I grow them and see the giant results. For more information, contact your local corn specialist at 800-262-7333 or visit AgriGold.com.
Just after midnight on July 30th, 1945, the USS Indianapolis was hit by Japanese torpedoes. Within 12 minutes, the ship had sunk, and Paul Murphy was in the water, buoyed by a life jacket.
As the sun came up, we saw that in the group that I was in, there was probably around 250 men or so. Two life rafts, and there were three cargo nets. And we determined that the ones that should be put on the rafts were those that were injured from the explosions and the fires.
But the hot sun took its toll on the injured, and soon the most critically wounded began to pass.
And it wasn't very long before those injured sailors passed away. We took their life jackets off and let them slip away. This is when we first noticed that sharks were coming around.
Yet the group was optimistic because they knew that when their ship did not show up at its destination, someone would begin to look for them.
Tuesday morning came up. The sun was hot, blistering hot. Sharks started to appear in schools. They'd come up against our groups, and we seemed to be able to splash and holler, and they seemed to leave us alone.
The group had no food or water, and the conditions were slowly taking the lives of those who had initially survived.
We were starting to tell the ordeal was getting to us. We prayed every day, put our hands in the Lord's. We were all very hungry, very thirsty. By this time, many of the men started to hallucinate.
We'll have the conclusion of the story next time as we travel the countryside in Broomfield, Colorado. I'm Andrew McCrae.